Whenever my turn comes to lust for demolition of some city, whose people may be favorites of yours, do not hamper my fury. Free my hands as here I now free yours, my will prevailing on my unwilling heart. Of all the cities men of earth inhabit under the sun, under the starry heavens, Ilion stood first in my esteem, first in my heart, as Priam did, the good Lance and his people. My altar never lacked a feast at Troy, nor spilt wine, nor the smoke of sacrifice, perquisites of the gods. And wide-eyed Hera answered, "Dearest to me are these three cities, Mycenae of the broad lanes, Argos, Sparta. Let them be pulled down if you ever find them hateful to you. I will not interfere. I will not grudge you these, and if I should, why, balking and withholding my consent would gain me nothing, since the power you hold so far surpasses mine. My labor, though, should not be thwarted. I am immortal, too. Your stock and my stock are the same. Our father, Cronus of crooked wit, engendered me to hold exalted rank by birth and by my standing as your queen, since you are lord of all immortal gods. Come, we'll give way to one another in this affair. I yield to you, and you to me. The gods will follow. Only be quick and send Athena down into the hurly-burly of the armies to make the Trojans, not the Achaeans, first to sunder the truce they swore to. This way, Hera prompted him, and the father of gods and men complied by saying briskly to Athena, "In all haste, down you go amid the armies to see if Trojans, not Achaeans, first will sunder the truce they swore to." Given orders to do her own will, gray-eyed Athena left Olympus, dropping downward from the crests, as though the son of crooked-minded Cronus had flung a shooting star to be a sign for men on the deep sea, or some broad army, a streak of radiance and a sparkling track. Down she flashed, to alight amid the troops, and wonder held them all at gaze, horse-breaking Trojans and Achaeans in leg-armor. You might have heard one, glancing at the next man, mutter, "What is to come? Bad days again in the bloody lines? Or can both sides be friends? Which will it be from Zeus, who holds the keys and rationing of war?"